Welcome to the Insurance Stream. I'm your host, Dave Bowling. Good to be with you today. It is Monday, April 1st, 2024, April Fool's Day. This is no joke, though. We've got an awesome show for you today. We're talking about three things to build an excellent sales process. And today is sponsored by those folks over at Hawksoft. They've got a 97% recommendation rate. I don't know who the 3% not recommended them are. Doesn't really make any sense to me. Here's one of their awesome, satisfied customers over there at Hawksoft.
What I liked about Hawksoft, I managed IT systems, call centers, and I like the flexibility and the integration that they have with third party. It's not a one-stop shop, so you take it or leave it. They give you flexibility. It was just easy to use. You didn't have to have a computer programmer background or somebody in, you know, on your staff. To fix things, and the reports are built into it. You're not paying extra for it. Easy to customize a report, and if you don't know how to do it, I think that's one thing with Hawksoft. You pick the phone up, they'll help you build the report. They have an amazing help, and you click there, and it's just simple instructions. It's a really robust help, I think that's an important feature because you don't really have to call, but if you feel that you need a little extra help. They're very helpful.
All right, welcome to the Insurance Stream. I'm your host, Dave Bowling, here with Andy Neary. Andy is a insurance agent, sales coach, system process coach. So we're going to be talking about three things to build an excellent sales process today. So Andy, thank you so much for being here with me today. Now I understand your history before insurance was actually baseball. Tell me a little bit about. Tell me who Andy is.
Perfect. Yeah. Most of us don't get in this industry by design, right?
Right.
I know I didn't, but before I was in the insurance industry, I actually had the opportunity to play professional baseball. And it's a story, you know, Abe, I'm an undersized pitcher. I was 5'9", 170 in college. So I wasn't an intimidating size, but I found myself with the opportunity to sign a free agent contract with the Milwaukee Brewers after my awesome. College career was over, which was pretty cool because I grew up 30 miles outside of Milwaukee. So it was my hometown team. And what was interesting is a lot of people look at my pro baseball career and they'll often say, wasn't that awesome? You're so lucky you got that chance to do that. And I was, but it was also filled with a lot of failure because when I got to pro baseball, I didn't feel like I belonged. All I wanted to do was fit in. And when I look back at my pro baseball career, Abe, it only lasted a couple of years, but a lot of it had to do with the fact that I feared judgment, comparison, and failure.
Sure.
Because when you're in pro ball, you're getting judged every day by the scouts.
Yes.
You're getting compared to your teammates. We're all competing with each other to try to get promoted. And when you're a free agent, you fail tonight at, you know, coming in relief, you could be relieved.
Stakes are high. Yeah.
It's easy to let go of a free agent. And so all of those fears really, unfortunately, overtook my head. And even though I had a pretty good first year in minor league baseball, my career didn't last very long because of that reason.
Yeah. So moving forward, how did you stumble across insurance?
So I had a family friend here locally that encouraged me to give this thing a try. Now, it actually started as financial planning. So I got in the financial planning industry with New England Financial. And okay. Shortly after I got in, maybe 5 or 6 months, the family friend who hired me had a heart attack and he had to retire.
Wow.
And a few weeks later, I lost my sales manager. So here I was 22 years old with no mentorship. And I'm like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
So I got out and somebody then said, all right, now you should give this insurance thing a try. And I got into the Federated Insurance Program. If anybody knows Federated Insurance,
very familiar.
Captive company, yes. Got some amazing training. And
they've got some good products for contractors. That's my history is construction. And
100%.
Whenever I see somebody with Federated paper, I'm like, crap.
Or auto dealers, machine shops. Yeah. We had very niched industries we focused
for
on.
Sure. Yeah.
So that training really propelled me to start to take a liking to the insurance industry, Abe. And here's what I noticed. I quickly realized I had a gift. And one of my gifts was communication. And when I looked at my sales results at Federated for the first 4 or 5 years, I would always completely outpace my goals for selling health insurance. I would always hit my goals selling commercial insurance. But I was terrible at selling life insurance. And at Federated, the whole promotion, the whole game plan to get promoted was through the life insurance.
Right.
So I ultimately realized, you know, my gift's going to be in the health insurance. And that's when I left Federated about 2007, joined the independent side, you know, of the industry. And from there, really focused on commercial insurance and benefits, but mainly health insurance benefits for the last decade plus.
Okay, cool. And so, and that's still what, so you're doing two things now. You're still actively selling, right? And then you're coaching as well. Is that
Good
accurate?
question. The answer was yes for about 3 years.
Okay.
And then in 2021, I realized I can't serve two masters. And
Sure.
there's no way I can build a coaching business if I'm still selling insurance because it's just hard to grow two businesses like that. But I had a lot of prospects who were skeptical that, wait, you're still selling? Like you could be competing with me. And I realized where my future was going to be. So on January 1st, 2021, I gave up my book and I went full on into the coaching and training business, complete game consulting, which is where I have been since.
Got it. So let's dive in with the time we've got left here to those three things to build an excellent sales process. Because you and I were talking a little bit before we hit record, and you were saying, you know, when you look at the high achievers and you look at the people that haven't quite hit those marks yet, there's three distinct things that all the high achievers do, and none of the people who are not hitting the marks, you know, none of those guys are doing it. So what are those three things?
Absolutely. The first thing you have to do as a producer is be very clear about who your ideal prospect is.
Yeah.
Not everybody's a good fit for you. You know, I ask a lot of producers who their ideal prospect is, and they often say, anybody who says yes to me. But you got to be clear about who you're trying to go after. And we do an exercise called the 5-star prospect profile, which helps a producer go, all right, who's your favorite client today? Why are they your favorite? What makes them your favorite demographically and psychographically? Like, who are these people between the ears?
Yeah.
And your job is to go find more people like that. If you could build a book with your favorite clients, life would be much easier. You'd have a much more thriving practice. And then we help them get very clear about the problems they solve, the sales process they use to solve it. So number one is identifying who is the best fit for you. The second part is, what are you going to say to them? When you want to craft an effective sales, marketing, and sales message, it's all about telling the prospect story. Too many agencies focus on their own story, what year we were founded, all of our preferred partnerships, who we are. Nobody cares. Your prospects want to know what's in it for them. So the best marketing message you can deploy to get somebody's attention is to tell their story. And then the third question is, where are you going to share that message? And I know when you and I got in, we were probably taught one thing: pick up the phone and make a bunch of cold calls, right? Well, the game has changed today. There are so many more platforms we can share that message to grab faster attention. Social media, podcasting, public speaking, webinars, workshops, you name it. If you can get your message in front of a lot of people at one time, especially a lot of prospects at one time, you're going to build quicker brand awareness, which is going to create more opportunities. So it comes down to those three questions. Who are you talking to? What are you saying? And where are you saying it?
Perfect. Andy, how can people get a hold of you?
Easy, two ways. I'm on LinkedIn every day, multiple times a day. So come connect with me there, Andy Neary, Complete Game Consulting, or come check us out at completegameconsulting.com.
Perfect. Well, I appreciate it, Andy. Thank you so much for joining us. And yeah, looking forward to you know, to talking more, because those, you know, who is your ideal prospect? Telling their story, and then you know, where are you sharing the message, and how efficiently is that message getting out of them? Those are like the cornerstones, right? Like, I mean, if you don't know, like you said, there's a lot of agents and working on the aggregator side of things, like I have, that's who, you know, what separates the winners from the people struggling. The winners know who their people are, and then they're going out and specifically trying to target them. They're not trying to write anything and everything that they can, because, you know, one messy account that you don't really understand is the amount of time it takes to write five of the people that you know, you understand, you're competitive, you got the products for. So it's all about figuring out who you can be competitive with, who's your ideal customer, and then, you know, shaping that message. So I agree with it. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for joining us today.
You bet, Abe. It was great. Thank you.
Thank you.